This is when I get to kind of really get real about it. I'd hang around and play my violin. I'd jam, and it wasn't too long before some local guys asked me if I wanted to play in their bluegrass band. That's a whole different thing than playing some fiddly sounding stuff in a jam band through your Fender Blues Deluxe amp.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
I told these guys, I don't know how to play bluegrass music. And their names were Mark Lewis. He wrote actually the first cut on my last album. It's called Sunrise on the Mountain. And his friend, Bill Moran, who was a wonderful banjo player. Bill played banjo. Let me see who else. Terry Thompson, he played guitar and sang high tenor. George Slusher, he played mandolin. And Ross Peacemaker, who is, if I'm not mistaken, Ross is 90 years old. He may have just turned 91 or is about to. Obviously, I haven't seen Ross since March. More's the pity. Ross Peacemaker played bass. And these guys asked me to play fiddle. So I would come to the local get-togethers and family reunions and what have you, that where they gathered together and made music. And I wouldn't hit anything to do with the melody on my fiddle at all. I couldn't back up. I couldn't play a chop. I was playing all these, hot licks and jazz things. And, I was incredibly dense. They used to say things to me, and I kind of wondered what they were talking about. They'd say, it's a good thing so and so was playing the chord progression, or I would have gotten lost. And I kind of was like, huh? What? What got me was these guys, and Arthur Connor as well, and his boys, their reverence for bluegrass music. It wasn't anything that I had experienced in my classical education, in Western Conservatory of Music up in Ontario, Canada. It wasn't anything I had experienced with the jam band crowd. These people revered this music, and they felt a propriety, for greater and lesser extents. It was their dads and granddads who invented it, so it belonged to them. I mean, literally belongs to them. And here I am, farting around playing, lick number 13 followed by lick number 17, trying to be fancy and, smile at the ladies out there. And just I didn't get it. I hung on, and for the virtue of they kept me around. They had something that I wanted.